And that concludes this edition of Earthwatch on WBAI Pacifica Radio in New York, where we have heard Klaus, the definitive Santa Claus is Coming to Town rendition performed by Chris McLean, followed by a liberating lecture by Eben Moglen, speaking at the Freedom Box Forum, and then the Onion news report about Facebook's CIA connections. Following that, we heard Gareth Thomas's The Facebook Song, and then, once more, Eben Moglen, a visionary professor of law and legal history at Columbia University and the founder of the Software Freedom Law Center, speaking recently at the Open World Forum. And, of course, now, Van Morrison with Astral Weeks, the pre-Google song about searching for love. This edition of Earthwatch was produced by Robert Knight, who welcomes your emails at rknight@wbai.org. Please stay tuned now for more space, science, fantasy, and speculative fiction with Jim Freund of Hour of the Wolf. For Earthwatch and WBAI, I'm Robert Knight in New York. Thank you for listening.
If I ventured in the slipstream between the viaducts ducks of your dream, where a mobile steel rims crack and the dent in the back rod stop, could you find me? Would you a kiss in my eyes and lay me down in silence easy to be born again? To be born again, to be born again. In another world, darling. In another world. In another time. Got a home on high. Ain't nothing but a stranger in this world. I'm nothing but a stranger in this world. I got a home on high. In another land. So far away. So far away. We up in the heaven. We up in the heaven. We up in the heaven. Away. In another time, in another place, in another time, in another place.
The following program recommends
another place
that you listen with stereo headphones.
And another face.
A relaxed mind is highly recommended. This is Hour of the Wolf.
his little chromium switch, yep. Now you people are so superstitious.
It's going to be all right tonight, here at the Powerhouse Church of the Presumptuous Assumption of the Blinding Light. Welcome to Pastor Flash's Hour of Reckoning with Organ Leroy at his organ again. And the 50-voice St. Louis Aquarium Choir. I'm Deacon E.L. Mouse, but dear friends, in these days of modern time, when you can't tell the ACs from the DCs, well, aren't we all yearning for someone who can turn on a little stopping power? Dear friends, I mean a smoky glass. Don't you think I mean a lightning rod with which to chase these spooks away? Don't you know I mean our own pastor, Rod Flash? He's been up for a week. But he's coming down.
Hello, dear friends. It's so beautiful up here, dear friends. It's so clean. Yes, dear friends, there's no drunken drivers here. No broken glass. No air. Over.
White lightning, this is ground beef control. Do you read me? Over.
I read only good books. Over.
Ho, ho, ho! You must be way out there, Pastor. Over.
I'm high, all right. But not on false drugs. I'm high on the real thing. Powerful gasoline, a clean windshield, and a shoe shine. Over.
He's turning over!
Get thee behind me!
Are you in danger, Pastor?
All right, Roger. Just a little argument with my co-pilot. And guess what, Rog?
The little red needle's pointing to E. And while that's always stood for excellent in my book, I guess it means I'm out of gas. You'll have to sink me in, my friends. My favorite, M1517!
We're marching, marching to Chevrolet. with the eagle and the sword. We are praising Zion till her death, until we meet our last reward, our Lord's reward.
Zion, oh happy Zion, our wrath must detain.
Lion, oh ferocious lion, his beard our mighty mane. Marching to Omaha with the buckram and the corn.
You'll hear us boom a state,
ha ha, as we cross the final board.
The flaming horn,
Zion, oh mighty Zion, your bison now are dust. As your cornflakes rise against the rust-red skies, then our blood requires us must go. Marching, marching, shibboleth, with the eagle and the
buckram and the corn.
Sword praising Zion till her death,
uh-huh,
until we eat our last reward.
The flaming cord,
Zion, a righteous Zion, there is no one to blame for the homespun pies, neath the curtain skies, shall release the
sound, trailing clouds of glory, I'm down, and I'm marching. Yes, dear friends, I'm marching to dinner, 'cause God Almighty, I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry, safe and sound and hungry.
We're hungry!
Of course you're hungry. I'm hungry. We're all hungry, so let's eat.
Let's eat!
And he said the word. And we ate it. Hot dog. And what was the word?
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Yes, dear friends. A mighty hot dog is our Lord. I'm not talking about hate. No, I'm talking about eight. Dinner at eight. Let's eat.
More sugar.
Ah, the glories of food. The communication of communion. Ethelman Rotenberg, I'm passing among you now with the plates. I want you to pick up those plates and eat of those condiments there. I want you to fill your body and your mouth and your mind with the thoughts and realities of their friends. Jesus said that if we as children, they stop themselves from day to night. They eat. They fill themselves with the reality of existence.
Glass of cherries, half a jar of mayonnaise. Oh, that's my last call. Laughing cow cheese, Jesus.
Why is my mouth dry?
I'm so hungry. There's nothing to eat here.
Surrounded by a thin, thin, thin 16-millimeter shell. And inside, it's delicious.
I'll bet.
That's Arnie's whole beef halves we deliver. Thirsty?
That's me.
Wouldn't you like some of this old Filipino creamy coming in shorts and quarts?
Yeah.
And tubs of slaw.
Give me two.
Sorry, only one tub per family. That's whole beef halves we deliver everywhere. Offer not good after curfew in sectors R or N.
I never come up into the hills, guys.
This is the Hour of the Wolf news. Big light in skies later to appear in east. Sonic booms scare minority groups in Sector B. And there's hamburger all over the highway in Mystic, Connecticut.
Good morning. Those are the headlines. Now the rumors behind the news.
Needs
here
headlines.
In a satellite report, bounce from Concept 3 is reporter Felix Paparazzi.
And General Ocelots. Poppers. Pineapples, Palumbra's Pizzas, Armenian Gardens, Tanks Juggernaut, Leviathan, Nick Swell.
Realize that necessity security precautions, but entertainment, when will we be
This is George Tirebiter, Camden N 200R. I want to order pizza to go and no anchovies. What? Oh, man, nobody will come up here at all.
Arius, Dr. General. Oh, not Arius. It's a matter of personal taste.
Adam, 1-3's incipient negritude will come as a pleasant surprise to his honorary aquarium parents, Ralph Bunch and Ida Lupino.
Yeah, I'll bet it will.
In other news, final steps was taken in or near Washington to secure the merger of the U.S. government with TMZ General Corp.
Enough.
This former zinc bushing...
Here, if you want to eat, come on up, darling. Don't be afraid.
Oh, that's weird.
I won't bite you.
Weird. Too much.
Is it too much, friends? Pull the curtain, friend. Look at this steaming heap. Too much of admirable birds, correctly bound French fried chicken fingers. Too many cuts of Mother Baker's deep dish sheep dip cherry stone pie. Too many.
Really looks
cups
good.
Of
oh no, man! I want more,
then
more.
Take some, friends. Then dip deep.
Okay, man, you've been talking a lot. Hand them over here.
Oh,
my God, you're still warm.
They're
covered with... thank you, this is amazing.
Say, thank you.
Not with your mouth full,
I'll talk. You eat.
Okay, I'm eating.
While you eat, be assured, dear friend, that one of the two greatest guys in the universe, that great guy upstairs,
thank
is
you.
Thanking me.
Thank you.
As you are thanking me.
Oh, thank you.
Certainly does. Feel your heart burning?
Oh, I can feel it.
Can you feel a change? Are you full? Don't you feel the changes, dear friend?
Oh, right on, Dale.
Are you changing,
I am
changing with the time, so let's meet him.
Well, Jerry, our next famous fall guy is still putting his art in cans from Canada to Kashmir. Winner of the Academy's coveted Good Sport Award in 1956 for Excellence in Hollywood, meet George Leroy Tirebiter.
Hubba, hubba, George. What a suit. Well, it's nice to see you looking like you're back on your feet again, George, and ready to play our little game again.
Thank you very much.
George, first a tip for our viewers, maybe. How does an old man like you stay alive?
Well, sir, I try to get up every morning and watch television all day, Mr. Yellow.
Do you have a special diet, George?
I don't eat.
You don't eat?
No, but it hasn't affected my appetite.
Well, George,
you don't have any little growth clusters I can chew on, maybe, do you?
Later, George. You won't want to eat in a minute after you turn your back and get ready for this stab from the past.
Oh, my.
All right, George. Now, you remember all those lovable, stupid Porgy and Mudhead movies you were responsible for?
My goodness, I haven't seen any of those in
Well,
years.
Georgie, what are you going to do when the original Bottles, Mudhead's crazy hopped-up girlfriend,
my
drops right
God.
Through that celebrity trap door?
Oh, no, that woman's trying to kill me.
Let's talk about your car. It's screaming, wash me, please. Now, if you're a Mr. Common Sense, you won't believe me when I tell you that I've got an envelope that'll clean your car while you're driving at home to work. Well, George, believe me, this time, because this one isn't like the Austrian self-sharpening razors. No, friends, no overheating like with the tropical fishes. No zizzing and dripping like with the dike.
I don't want it anymore, Dr. Gunderson.
Don't want what, child?
My coffee. The warden says he's tired of my coffee.
Well, it's been pretty clear that your coffee don't got zest appeal.
Zest appeal? What's that?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's the secret ingredient in Herzog Brothers coffee. Yeah, look here.
Huh?
A blend of the finest Brazilian soya beans, Chilean chicory nuts, and Spanish flies.
Oh.
Here, take this can home with you, Katie.
The next morning...
More coffee, Warden.
Oh, no, I think I've had enough.
Herzog Brothers coffee, the real one. Look for the can in the plain brown can.
I'd in any way want to put myself into a confrontatory position, either with the United Snakes or with them. And you can believe me, because I never lie, and I'm always right. So wake up and take a look at your only logical choice. Me, George Tirebiter.
Paid for by the Tirebiter for Political Solutions Committee, Sector R.
This is you, TV. For you, the viewer.
The Howl of the Wolf Movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars.
This morning's wacky feature, Porgy and Mudhead in High School Madness, with Dave Kasman as Porgy and Joe Bertman as Mudhead.
Porgy, tire biter, he's a spy and a girl delighter. Porgy, firefighter, he's a student like you. If you're looking for a captain of the ring ball team, you can bet he won't be there. You'll find him popping off at Pop's sodium shop, just in a red, with red hair. Doobie-doo-wah, Porgy, tire-biter, just a student like you.
Like me?
Just a student like you.
Stop singing and finish your homework.
Just a student like you.
Adolf, come and get it. Your clam cakes are getting damp.
10-4, Eleanor.
Whew. Defoliating a victory garden certainly works up an appetite.
You sit down, Father, and dig right in.
That's right. This afternoon I'll be able to start digging the pit. If I can get some work out of that boy of yours, I can have the bunker finished by election day. Where is Porgy, anyway?
He's up in his room, helping Porcelain make the bed.
Oh, Porgy! Oh, my!
Porgy! Porgy, tell your
mother! He's coming, Mother!
He's so good with the servants, Fred.
Stop calling me Fred. My name's Adolf.
Bombs away, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Morning, sir.
Oh, hot dog, groat cakes again. Heavy on the 30 weight, Mom.
Don't eat with your hands, son. Use your entrenching tool.
Aw, gee, Dad, I'm just trying to save time. It isn't every day a guy graduates from high school.
How many times have I heard that before?
Well, you boys fight it out among yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Look at the time. I've got to dress for my bridge club.
But, gee, Mom, isn't that bridge built yet?
No, son. And it won't be until free hands on both sides of the big ditch can press the same button at the same time.
Okay, Dad, I give. Oh, boy, can I eat my breakfast now?
Only if you stay out of trouble, boy. Your shenanigans could cost me this election.
Well, come on, Dad. No Irishman can stop you from getting to be dog killer this time. You're unnatural.
Don't wolf your food.
Oh, there's Mudhead. Graduation, here I come. So long, Dad. Keep flying.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Fred.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
Come on, step on it, Mudhead.
Oh, I'd love to, Porgy, but I got my two toes through the floorboard already.
Well, okay, then we could take the shortcut through Frogtown.
All right, we could stop off at Pop's and dig some jugs.
Some what?
Oh, that Louise Wong's got a balcony you could do Shakespeare from.
Aw, not now, Mudhead. They need me at the last meeting of the Philatelist Club.
I didn't know you masturbated.
Aw, creepies, Mudhead. Where's your school spirit?
That's in the rumble seat. You want to snort?
Oh, very funny.
Sure is.
Gee, everybody at Moore Science High is an extracurricular activity but you.
Well, doesn't Louise count?
Only to 10, Mudhead. You know, that's just it.
Just what?
Well, we're the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's today.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do tomorrow after we graduate?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I'd go out and find a bunch of guys who dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Golly, Mudhead. Don't you remember what Principal Boo put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Principal Boo?
P-E-P-E-P.
Thank you, fellow kids. Quiet. In addressing for the assembly this morning, thank you. I am recalling the words of the founder of Moore Science High School, Yucaipa Heap, who pressed the first bricks with his own hands. Knowledge for the people, he said. Give them a light, and they'll follow it anywhere. We think that is a fair and a wise guy for rule to be guided by.
What is reality?
And we're not afraid of it, are we?
Eat it!
You bet.
Eat it raw!
Raw, raw, raw. That's the spirits we have here. Okay, so come on, kids. Line up, sign up, and re-enlist today. Because we need more schooling, for more students, for more science. Hi! Thank you. Fuck you, too.
So you see, Mudhead, it's like the pooper said. With counter-subversive educational priorities the way they are, well, it really helps our side to re-enlist.
Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, hell no. Right after I graduate, I'm going to cut the soles off my shoes, sit in a tree, and learn to play the flute.
Hey, look, Porgy!
Watch it!
Where are you going to graduate from?
Holy Mudhead Mackerel! More Science High! It's disappeared!
Peter, except you seem to lose the reality.
Technical difficulties are preventing the continuation of tonight's Fox Howl feature, High School Madness. We are working on the problem.
Shoes for industry.
Shoes for the dead.
Shoes for industry.
Hi, I'm Joe Beats. Hey, what chance does a returning deceased war veteran have for that good-paying job, more sugar, and the free mule you've been dreaming of? Well, think it over. Then take off your shoes. Now you can see how increased spending opportunities means harder work for everyone, and more of it, too. So do your part today, Joe. Join with millions of your neighbors and turn in your shoes.
For industry!
Jumping jujubes, Porgy, it looks like a wasteland. There's nothing left but the flagpole.
I don't know what to say, Mudhead.
Hi, Mudhead.
Oh, hi, Bottles.
I know who did this. It was those bullies at Communist Martyrs High School. That's who.
Oh, come on, Bottles. We don't know who did it.
Oh, yes. Right. I have a very good idea.
Hey, Porgy, you're a white man. You've got to help us.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think we ought to? What do you think we should do?
Yeah, what do you think, Porgy?
Well, gee, I don't think we should jump to any conclusions or take a.
Hey, Porgy! Hey, Porgy! Think about Poops on the radio. Turn the car radio. Poops on.
Okay. Well, gather around, kids. Stay on camera. We'll all listen together.
All of us want to know, just as much as I want to know, who's responsible.
Communist Martyrs High School. That's who.
Until we do. I must make my dirty duty clean, clear, and announce the suspendering of the upcoming graduating exercises.
Oh, no.
Which aren't taking place.
I'm never going to get out
but
of here.
Don't worry. Your food, housing, insecurity will be guaranteed by your Department of Redundancy Department and the Natural Guard.
Hey, they're going to surround us.
And remember, trust reppers will be persecuted. So please stay where you are. Don't move. And don't panic. Don't take off your shoes. Jobs is on the way.
Golly.
Thank you. Now, here's a
hold
record
it.
That I think...
Hey, hold it down, needed. Kids. Hold it down. Don't get excited.
Who's excited?
Listen, the only way we're going to get the school back is us. I've got a really swell idea...
I'm sorry, we have lost the picture portion of our pitch mission. However, we will continue with the sound.
As two postmen times three animal control officers divided by two gas meter readers makes how many bendable integrated community workers? Decode your answer now. Did you remember to carry the bomb? Good. The answer...
Okay, kids, and we have another letter here from a happy birthday gummy dropper in Sector R. It's a little Sally Yee Chink. Ching! And she's 12 years old today. Well, that's wonderful, Sally. You're going to start menstruating soon, huh? Don't you think you ought to...
That's why he's so mean. Oh. well, yes. Well, what else happened in history today, Hugh?
In history, Patty, well, today, of course, is the 38th of Cunegonda. And on this day in 1938 B.C., Mr. George Antrobus invented the wheel.
And just in time.
And in 1889, the Peace of Humus broke out, ending the Hundred Years' War against the cows.
Yep.
And last year, Patty, you and the viewers will be interested in noting that the world ended.
As we know it, Hugh.
You're darn tootin', Patty.
I sure am.
Say, who was born today?
Nobody, Hugh.
I mean in history, Patty, before they changed the water.
Hey, Sarge.
Yeah?
How long have Pico and Alvarado been out on patrol?
Since 1400.
Jeez, that's 2,000 years.
I hope they can find their way back. I'm getting hungry.
Hit the dirt! Look out! Was that one of ours?
Yeah. Beans. Last of the beans.
I'm so tired of Chinese food.
Hey, Sergeant Medetsky, come over here. We got a problem.
Yeah? What is it, Lieutenant Tirebiter?
Silverberg here won't go over Pork Chop Hill.
Killing pigs ain't kosher, Sarge.
Canned a wise lip, Silverberg. None of us ain't going nowhere until that patrol gets back.
Talk.
Personally, I'm worried about Pico and Alvarado.
Well, don't make a career out of it.
Don't let it get to you, Lieutenant.
I'm all right, Medetsky. Listen, those good boys found their way out of East L.A. They can find their way back into this Goop Valley, right?
Sarge, something's moving out in the woods.
Where?
At Sector N.
Okay, give them the password, Sarge.
Yeah, I better disguise my voice.
Hey-ya-jo! Who won a second of World War, you so smart?
Not responsible! Perk and lock it!
Hey, it's okay, sir. That's Pico and Alvarado.
All right.
Come on in, boys. Hey, don't run into trenches.
Hiya, guys.
Ah! Watch out for that entrenching tool.
All right, stand easy, men.
Help me up.
How was it out there?
Weird. We've been shooting reds and yellows all day.
Oh, boy, am I sleepy.
What about the gooks?
Bad news, Lieutenant. There are gooks all around here.
They live here, Lieutenant. They got women and pigs and gardens and everything.
I was talking to this one little gook.
That's swell, Corporal Kid. But we got orders to surround these little gooks.
That'll be easy, Lieutenant. There's millions of them on all three sides of us.
That means we got those little gooks right where we want them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and tonight's the planting moon. Several one of them is going to be out waiting in the paddies.
Me too.
Hey, this sounds like a perfect setup. What are we going to do, Lieutenant?
What are we going to do, Lieutenant?
What are we going to do, Lieutenant?
All right. Men, we're going to deploy at 0800.
Check.
Recon all LOM sectors.
Check.
Bring up the 455s.
Pull.
Locate our fire perimeters.
Bonk.
Make a clean sweep. Flush out the enemy and...
What's that, sir?
Sir, Lieutenant, excuse me, sir. What are we going to do, man?
Yeah, after we flush them out.
We're going to lock and load, Private. And we're going to go out there and...
Hey, man, what are we going to do, man?
What are we doing? We're locking low, Dan.
Ettricks with Nurse Warren. Don't you remember what I told you at the lake last summer?
Gee, Dad. Dad, I told you I was sorry then, and I'm sorry now.
Does Peggy know that?
Who's Peggy?
We'll return to The Painful Threshold after this message.
Comedian Mrs. Arlene Yakimoto of Pine Barren, New Jersey, doesn't know our napalm olive camera is focused on her.
No, it's true. You see, my husband is a policeman, and you wouldn't believe how dirty he gets my clothes. I mean it. It's unbelievable.
Oh, but we believed Mrs. BQ, and listen to her reaction.
I worry about it all night sometimes, you know? I hate to admit it. Look at this horrible stain. Sometimes I think my kids are doing it on purpose.
Nothing's on purpose, ma'am.
Who are you?
Sergeant Schfinkter of the Dirt Patrol. Our mission, to keep America clean. And when the job gets this dirty, there's only one weapon. New napalm olive with enzyme...
President of the World Bank, and you still find the time to make the nicest peccary pie in all of Longbox. Oh, Darlene, I remember when the least little problem used to put you right to sleep.
Oh, not anymore, Madge. Today's modern now-a-go-go woman just pops these simple little pills called Anger Dream.
Swell demonstration, eh, Sarge?
It's routine.
Maybe, but if the chief ever caught me taking these pills, he'd snap my head off.
Here, try one of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the chief himself's been on these for a week, and he's a changed...
And welcome, dear friends, to the wonderful world of snails and adventure as we board the Golden Hind.
Hello, friends. I'm Bob Hind, and today...
That was a stupid idea, Porgy. Here we are at Commie Martyrs, but how are we going to find more Science High?
Well, let's get out of exposition, Park Mud, and we'll be all right.
Okay.
Come this way.
Shut up! Sure is spooky in here.
But that's because we're on the other side.
Hey, what's that? Huh?
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's just a picture, Mudhead. Oh. Like all my pants.
Porge?
What?
I'm not holding onto your pants.
You're not?
No.
Oh, no.
Hi, boys.
Oh.
Bottles.
How did you get in here?
Oh, I had my ways.
Yeah, I bet you gave the guard a sleeve job.
Oh, yeah? That's what you guys are always thinking about.
Oh, quiet.
You just come over here and I'll show you something.
Don't you trust her, Porgy. Then she'll want to see yours.
No, Mudhead. She's right. Look.
You see? You see what I found?
My golly, it's him.
They've got the big portrait of Principal Poop that used to hang in the boy Supreme Court at Morris Science.
Those eyes. Weird.
Hey, shh, it's one of them. It's coming up.
I'll
carry the ball.
Be cool.
Hiya, kiddo.
Shoes for industry, compadre.
Yeah, sure. Hey, you guys hauled in?
Oh, gosh, no. The means of production are held by all the people.
That's right.
No, man. You know, got any uppers?
Uppers? No, there are no classes in our society.
Or in our high school.
We're quiet, stupid.
Hey, come on, baby. You can tell me. You got any pot?
Oh, not yet, but soon, heavy industry will make it possible for all the people to have everything it desires in a free marketplace.
That's right.
Oh, Daddy, oh, you guys are so crazy.
Gosh, you really convinced him you're okay, comrade. I mean, Porgy.
That sure was a close one. We'd better get out of here.
No, wait a minute, Bottles. They must be hiding more science around here someplace. They got the pooper's picture.
They got everybody's picture.
Well, they're not going to get mine. I'm leaving.
Hey, wait a minute. Not through there. That's got a flashing red light.
Hey, come on, guys.
Gee, now we'll have to go in after her. Oh, well, come on, Mudhead.
Okay, all right.
Mudhead, we found it.
Our old alma mater. It's been taken apart and stacked up and labeled.
This has never happened to any other high school ever before.
Hey, Porgy.
What?
Look at this big thing over here.
What's that?
I don't know. It's got a label, though. I'll read it. 11478 Mural Auditorium, right rear. Heroic struggle of the little guys to finish the mural.
That's ours, all right. I guess we got them red-handed.
Yeah, here's a
red-handed. Listen, I'm just going to take... I'll take this along for evidence, and
hold
we'll go...
Hold it right there, boys!
Mr. Tirebiter!
Dad!
Dad, sir, to you, son. I'm People's Commissioner Tirebiter now, and nobody's sweetheart.
Ah! You must have won the election, Dad.
Right, son. Now I am the people. And the people, us, wants me to tell them, it, just what you're doing... with your hands in number 35729, comma, shorts, comma, one pair blue gym, comma, W/protector worn by Barbara Bobo.
Oh, no!
I
I'd like to take one too, Dad.
Scared, son? Don't be. I love you at times like this.
I know, Dad, but how can you be an... I mean, I still don't see how you can be my defense lawyer and the people's prosecutor all at the same time.
Easy, son. This way I can personally see that you're persecuted to the full extent of the laws.
That's my dad.
Take the stand.
Does he mean me?
Now stand tall, Porge. There's no...
This is a line of Indians leaving Rancho Malario to make room for you. Here's the beautiful Trail of Tears golf course.
This is Carolyn Presky. You've sold out. Now let's see just what you bought on this, your third day on Hawaiian Sellout. Bob, what's Miss Presky's heap so far?
Right, Jack. So far, a complete broken set of color bars for Mrs. B's new home, some leveled mountain skis and water rollers for that fun-filled open season, an unattached Grid 5 stand-up reheater with a smoke window, and now...
300 full pounds of Chef Antoine's Southern Fried Glimpse, toasted to gold perfection, cubed, reheated, and returned to water before you're ready, Miss B. And the inside, well, look at that. It's just as lovely. Two shelves written underneath it. And look at that. Close the door and the light stays on. Well, how do you feel, Miss Presky?
Sick.
Ah, well, you can afford it now, love. But like the good book says, there are bigger deals to come.
Was that the line you took, Lieutenant?
I can't.
Well, go ahead. You have to answer this
one. I can't remember.
Calm down, my boy. I'm tired of the rest of you.
Major, kindly instruct your client to stop acting, and you could take a couple of lessons in military toughness yourself.
Listen, everything went black.
General, I must insist this man is in no condition to replay that.
Well, I can see that, Major. Will the recording sergeant read the scene back to him?
Yes, sir. Alvarado, sir, what are we going to do, man? Matetsky, take it easy, Lieutenant. Tirebiter, we're going to go out there and cut. I can't say it. I'm sorry, but I zip, beep.
Can you remember now, Lieutenant?
Surrogate General Klein, sir. When I signed my contract with you, I fully intended to fulfill its terms with honor, sir. But you never told me I had to go out there and kill anybody.
Lieutenant, we will not tolerate the use of prohibited language in this courts-martials. The accursed will be advised of the absence of his rights under the secret code of military toughness and will act accordingly.
Oh, gee whiz, I'm sorry.
I suppose it's we parents should be sorry, Judge. We failed somewhere. We didn't raise this boy to use language like that.
Now, it's not our fault anymore, Mr. Prosecutor. Call the next witness.
What do you think I ought to call him, Judge?
I don't know. We don't have a name for him. He never went to school.
Well, then, the people calls to the stand, you.
Don't point at me, Daddy.
No. You, that's the second man from the rear over there. You, the man with no shoes.
Who?
You.
Mudhead? Oh, golly. Yeah.
You promise to covet property, propriety, plurality, surety, security, and not hurt the state? Say what?
What?
Take your stand.
Now then, Mr. Head.
Hi, Mr. Tirebiter. You know me.
Do you know the defendant?
Do I know Porgy?
And you spend all your free time with him?
Sure, except when he's in school.
So you don't go to school?
Heck no, I'm 30 years old.
But you were in school, weren't you?
Never.
And with your friend Porgy?
No.
Last night.
Oh, you mean commie martyrs.
Communist martyrs high school, exactly.
Well, yeah, of course. Porgy had to find out where they were hiding more science, or he couldn't get out.
Or he couldn't get out. He admits it. He was trying to get out.
Isn't everybody?
Yes, to get out in times of declared emergency.
What emergency?
Well, there you are, Judge Poop. Youth here doesn't seem to know about the disappearance of the old school.
But that's what Porgy was looking for.
If you don't answer the question, young man, we're going to have to gag you.
What question?
Gag him.
Who was that lady I saw you with last night?
Oh, that was no lady. That was Bottles.
Bottles?
I got so I'd drink anything. After that, I just couldn't seem to get off this stuff. My whole career went up in smoke. There was no way I could follow the scenario written by the people who pay for your wheelchairs, General.
Are you impugning, sir, that this uniform might be for sale? This uniform that bears the three stars that indicate my ratings? Bedecked with ribbons that represents every theater of war? Who wore it last in our proud company? This full-dress uniform, W-2565, seen in our finest hours, in ruthless combat, in dogfights over Broadway, and worn out, finally, here on this spot, in parallel hell. What is it worth? How much do I hear?
That's metaphysically absurd, man. How could I know what you hear?
I don't hear that.
$5.
I heard that. What do you think you're trying to do, Lieutenant? Buy your way out of these proceedings?
I am out, Klein. I don't like you. I don't want a part in what you're selling. And I'm walking out of your set.
You can't do that.
Watch me.
You'll never work in this town again, Tirebiter.
What town?
George, come back. Now, don't worry, Mr. Klein. Don't get mad. I'll bring him back. He's a good boy.
A good boy gone bad. You move when you're told not to move. You take off your shoes to evade the men who are trying to protect you. You sneak into a forbidden sector after curfew, and you are caught with your hands up something they don't belong. My, my, my! Your friends at Commie Martyrs must be mighty proud of you.
Dad? I don't have any friends at Commie Martyrs.
Hey, I've never even seen anyone from there.
You're right, Mudhead. And now there's no room for anybody because it's all filled up with more science.
Where'd they go?
Yeah, where did all the kids go?
Well, they're in Korea.
On which side?
What's that soldier doing in here? What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
I mean in whose movie?
This is no movie. This is real.
Which reel?
The last reel of this vintage motion picture, High School Madness. Lot number M-25, black and white, 35mm.
Oh, I see.
Now, who started at $5?
All right, let's I guess go it was me.
25, 25,
see you later.
It's all a fake, Mudhead. They lied to me.
Hey, what do you mean, they?
You know, them.
Name three.
Well, there's the pooper and you.
Thank you very much.
And me.
Hey, whose movie is this?
Yeah, it's nobody's now, Mudhead, because I'm getting out.
How are you going to do it, Porge?
I don't know.
How'd you get in here?
Darn, I don't remember.
Well, where were you before?
Before?
Yeah.
Miniature executive.
Right. I sold the...
So here's your last deal, Miss Presky. Now, which would you rather do? Hit this Jew over the head with a bag of sugar or beat out that rhythm on a drum?
Come on, love. I'll
take the bag.
You mean you're going to trade this 4-foot cube of 18-carat Swiss bullion and the snake knives, Mrs. Presky, all for that little bag?
Oh, yes, I want the bag.
Well, all right then, open it up.
Oh, why this is a bag of shit.
But it's really great shit, Mrs. Presky.
Don't spurt fire like the hosers. No, friends, this one won't take over the house like the high-speed vibrating clocks. So, friends, don't change.
More coffins, Warden?
I think I've seen enough.
Then open up your cells and let go.
Ed aims to please, and so does Louise. So don't hide arms, get sidearms at Ames Guns. 30102 East Rhode Island School of Design Terrace in Ukaipa.
Daddy? Where can I get a good deal in a Christian atmosphere?
Here, friends, right here! God Almighty, I'm full of it! But I'm going to let it go. And you've got to let it go. Dear friends, just as sure as you can bet it, one of those two greatest guys up there is going to let go just as you is letting go.
Hello?
Good morning, Mr. Tire.
Firebiter. This is your service. Time to wake up.
Oh, that's all right, my dear. I've been up all night watching myself on the TV.
Oh.
I don't suppose there'd be any messages for me this morning.
Just a moment. Yes, sir, there are some. A Mr. Sennett called.
Mr. Sennett?
And a Mr. Keaton, Babe Hardy, Stan Jefferson, Stan, and Mr. Dunkerfield, and Mr. Roach. Am I going too fast?
Mr. Roach? Oh, no, no, I'm remembering. I'm remembering them all. This is wonderful. Is there anyone else?
Well, there was Mr. Turpin, and Mr. Fetchett. Oh, and a Mr. It wouldn't leave his name.
Oh,
Mr. Lloyd.
Just a moment. I have to go get an ice cream cone. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Mr. Tarwater?
WBAI, New York.
Yes, in fact, it's come right here to beautiful
this area.
The Future Fair. A fair for all and no fair to anybody. Yes, it's free. Join the expectant crowd gathering now as we stop here on
Dutch Elm Street.
Holy
come
fun.
Closer, folks. Don't crowd the wheels.
Back from the shadows again. Out where an engine's your friend. Where the vegetables are green and you can pee into the stream.
Right on.
Yes, we're back from the shadows again. Howdy, everybody. I'm the Whispering Squad.
And I'm the Lonesome Beatchick.
And I'm Artie Choke. And we're just a joke.
And don't be afraid, little people, because we're just holy grams.
Great.
Yeah, but what about you, partner? What you doing today?
Can't be much, Lonesome. Nobody's working.
Nobody except us, and I'm getting tired of standing here with these geeks a-gawking at me.
Now you keep it sweet, Pete.
Listen here, Leafhead, I'm gonna...
Now, boys, fighting's out of style.
Yeah.
And fun's where the fair's at. In the future, that is.
You can bet your roots, Toots, it's tons of fun.
And technical stimulation.
That's what I mean.
And there's lots more of me where I come from.
In government-inflicted simulation.
The future can't wait. No place to hide.
Yeah, so climb on aboard.
We're going inside.
We're going back to the shadows again. Out where an Indian's your friend.
Going down, going down.
Where the vegetables are green. And you can pee right into the stream. And that's important. We're back from the shadows again.
Doors close in 5 seconds.
Pluck the duck. Who have I got to lose?
Welcome in. Now follow the rubber line to your seat.
Excuse me, is this window taken?
Oh, no, certainly. No. Take your seat.
Thank you.
Oh,
it's soft, isn't it?
That's really comfortable. Yeah. It's just like sitting in a big hand.
Comfy? Now here's famous broadcaster Floyd Dan.
Hello, Globetrotters. While we're still on the ground, let's look around and see where we are. In the windows to your left, it's 5,000 feet to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Yet now, as inevitable as dawn, the sun, arcing on its axis, rises to meet the east. Chariot racing across the high noon desert sky, only to plummet like Paul Icarus into the central, fermenting seas of the South Pacific.
That's pretty.
And even now, yet, as scary night descends upon us, we could appreciate the wonders of nature as stimulating as man's own triumphs. Let us pause.
That was our final ground stop. Ladies and gentlemen, children, bozos.
I'm a bozo.
I thought you had a kind of a big nose.
You recognized it, huh?
Yeah.
You like to give it a squeeze?
Oh, no.
Now, come on, squeeze the wheeze. Many people like to. See, it doesn't hurt me.
No.
You know, I think we're all bozos on this bus.
Oh. Yeah. My mother was a bozoette at school.
No kidding. Well, you know, my ma always said, you got to start young if you're going to stick it out.
Well, my mother didn't talk to me much.
Now, please, everyone.
Poor kid.
Lock your wigs, let the air out of your shoes, and prepare yourselves for a period of simulated exhilaration. Everybody ready?
Excuse me, I'm
Let's
just going to sink in.
For our
Don't,
light
not
too
light
far
the
there.
The future is fun. The future is fair. They already have won. They already be there.
Hello.
Hello.
We're glad you made it. Welcome to the future.
Was that simulated this time?
Who knows?
Be sure to inflate shoes before crossing the water. Remember, the rubber lines are for your convenience and protection. Thank you.
Oh, well, hey, don't forget to bump your shoes.
Oh, I don't wear them anymore. I gave them up years ago.
Oh. Well, come on. Well, I must go where the bozos go, kid.
Yeah, I'll bet. So long.
Yeah, longer the better.
Honk, honk.
Well, listen, kid, I'm alone. I got the clone. Maybe we'll run into each other on the fun way, huh?
Yeah, you bet, honky. Honk, honk.
Howdy, little partner. Which way you going now, huh?
I don't know, Mr. Beat.
You could cut him off at the past.
What?
But I'll tell you what I'd like to recommend.
Wall of Science.
Cause it's my favorite. Just climb aboard that old...
yellow.
Rubber line. Well, thank you, partner. See you on the fun way.
Yeah.
Yippee-tie one on.
Right. So long, Beathead. I give my... standing here like an idiot talking to myself. I might as well walk over the old yellow line. Stand here on the yellow line like an idiot talking to myself.
You have chosen the path of science. Stand in the middle of rubber line.
That's where I am, real comfy. Oh!
Please keep your hands to yourself. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Before the beginning, there was this turtle. And the turtle was alone, and he looked around, and he saw his neighbor, which was his mother. And he lay down on top of his neighbor, and behold, she bore him in tears an oak tree, which grew all day, and then fell over like a bridge. And lo, under the bridge there came a catfish, and he was very big, and he was walking, and he was the biggest he had seen. And so were the fiery balls of this fish, one of which is the sun, and the other they called the moon.
Yes, some uncomplicated peoples still believe this myth. But here in the technical vastness of the future, we can guess that surely the past was very different. We can surmise, for instance, that these two great balls...
We know for certain, for instance, that for some reason, for some time in the beginning, there were hot lumps, cold and lonely. They whirled noiselessly through the black holes of space. These insignificant lumps came together to form the first union, our sun, the heating system. And about this glowing gas bag rotated the Earth, a cat's eye among Aggies, blinking in astonishment across the face of time.
Well, we were covered with a molten scum of rocks, bobbing on the surface like rats. Later, when there was less heat, these giant rock groups settled down among the landmasses. During this extinct time, our Earth was like a steam room. And no one, not even man, could get in. However, the oceans and the sewers were simmering with a rich protein stew, and the mountains moved in to surround and protect them. They didn't know then that living as we know it was already taken over. Thank you. Animals without backbones hid from each other or fell down. Clamosaurs and oysterettes appeared as appetizers. Then came the sponges, which sucked up about 10% of all life. Hundreds of years later, in the late devouring period, fish became obnoxious. Trailer bikes, chigger bites, and mosquitoes collided aimlessly in the dense gas. Finally, tiny edible plants sprang up in rows, giving birth to generations of insecticides and other small dying creatures. Thank you.
Millions of months passed, and 28 days later, the moon appeared. This small change was reflected best, perhaps, in the sand dollar, which shrank to almost nothing at the bottom of the pool, where even dumb amphibians like catfish laid their eggs in the boiling waters, only to be gobbled up every 3 minutes by the giant sea orphans and jungle bunnies, which scared everybody. And so, in fear and hot water, man is born.
I am La Brea Man. I am First Man. Wife and I live in pits. I discover pain and boredom, and how to use hands in self-defense.
I am his son. I am called Plowman. I was the first to dig the earth and make the rivers run backward. There was no stopping me or my wife.
I am his many cousins.
I kept the stone.
I smelt the rock.
I bronzed the shoe.
I lay the asphalt.
Together, we made enough noise to keep the wolves awake.
I am his godson, civilized man. I harnessed the secret of the calendar, and with the power of the weak, I built the pyramids.
I am his mentor, Hippocrates. I put him through school, where he learned to stand up for a principle and sit down on his own stool.
I am his father, Caesarion. I sent him away from home for something to live on and paid him to fight over it.
So now, everywhere he went, man dropped a great load of knowledge, forming a rich compost where slumbered the modifying spark of humanity. Yet it was not many years later, in the little Flemish village of Cotterdam, that the restless chemist Sir Sidney Fudd was to make that particularly momentous entry in his scientific journal.
Love you. You're obt, served.
fuddles. Dear Nabby, darling Nabby. Thanks for the pomegranates. Spunky loves them and will be sitting up soon, I hope. As for the excellent porcelain astrolabe, there's an E in there, astrolabe, yes, which miraculously arrived in precise working condition after its perilous journey round the tip. I set it up directly, and having once aligned it upon the celestial doggy, the sight so roused me that I was seized by a transport of scientific rapture, and whilst a happy prisoner of this unhappy state, I fell upon my glorious machine and knocked it perforce out down the kitchen stairs, carrying faithful Spunky with it. You can imagine my confusion. But quid Malberg in Plano, consternation turned to lucidation. Period there. Could this be the solution to our problems, both personal and scientific? Howsoever, a devilishly natural principle of science had revealed itself. ! And through my quivering quill, I present it to you thus, quote, if you push something hard enough, it will fall over, end quote. So little did this console poor Spunky that I was compelled to lie on her for at least a
If you push something hard enough, it will fall over. Fudd's first law of opposition. How can we best illustrate the stubborn consistency of this eternal principle? By walking down this shady New England lane on Wednesday, 1875. We pause before the grounded iron gate of Dr. Beddoe's Pneumatic Institute and eavesdrop upon two members of the Amateur Electrical League.
Dick, she works!
It does, Tom! It comes in and goes out like anything!
Oh, to think all I had to do was put the balls on the other side.
Look at them spin now!
Aren't they beautiful?
Oh, Tom! Those balls will mean your fortune.
By Fudd, I'll patent this machine and name it after Nancy.
What, you mean pushover?
Yes, because that's what she does. And she'll run everything.
Everywhere.
Every time.
Forever.
For everybody.
It comes in, it must go out. Testicles deviant to Fudd's law. So, with the invention of the motor-operated pushover, man and science gave birth to life here, today, in the future. Man, woman, child, all is up against the wall of science.
I like the future. I'm in it.
Build it myself, and I love it.
I'm not sure.
Personally, I'm very pleased.
No, I think it's going to be all right.
I can dig it.
How do I like the future? Well, the future's not here yet, man.
Smaller, but cleaner.
Right on.
I said live it or live with it.
Straight ahead.
Well, I think it has quite a great future in it. It's electric.
This is the Honorable Chester Cadaver. Sure, understanding today's complex world of the future is a little like having bees live in your head. But there they are. And like the young lady said...
I said live it or live with it.
What does this mean? Well, for the straight poop, let's go where I go every morning. Centrally located and barely a stone's throw from the tomb of the unregistered voter, downstairs in the historic old grid building.
Hello, Clive.
Ah, come on in, Chester.
Well, thank you very much. Hi. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're just in time to help me check out this new model government.
Yeah?
Yeah, they just brought it down, and they say it explains everything.
Well, you know, it sure is big.
Hey, well, look over there in the left end. That's where you work. There in the Bureau of Western Mythology.
By golly, we're at proud service of the Lost Electricity Reclamation Agency, Senator.
Yeah, well, the LES is under the left...
I
think I'll just plug it in.
Oh, right? Well, listen, I'll just use this little plug right down here.
Turn out that plug, Chucko. See?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, you've got to plug in the female. Listen to it. Teaches you, huh?
Yeah.
Half of what comes in here?
Must go out there.
Righto. Let's see what it does with this fine miniature boxcar of industrial coke.
Okay. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's a amazing.
Let's see. It's pumped from the Veterans Tap Dance Administration.
It goes up here to the Assistant Secretary of Leftovers.
Flip-flop down to the Secretary of Covers.
Right, right. Now watch it go now. Around the Department of Spies.
And, into the office of the Secretary of Failure himself, wouldn't you know? That's shoes for industry, Charlie.
And it's food for thought, you know, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, but we're talking about power, Chucko.
Well, I know you are. You wouldn't be here.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, sirree.
It heard the word power, and it responded just like we do. And here it comes. Here comes our ox cart right back to Earth. Smack dab on the middle of the Small Animal Administration.
Well, I must say, that's the most incredible demonstration, but where are the humans, officer?
Why, they're right here, son, waiting in the lobby to use the power of that ton of coke.
Oh, then we must be very near the president, Mr. Devers.
Yes, Dagwood. He's the terminal bus. The output.
I'll bet you he really puts out.
That's right. Everyone's always asking him questions.
Oh, well, maybe my friend here would like to ask something. Huh? He's been with us since before the beginning, sir. He must be bursting with a short question about his place in the future.
Oh, is he your friend?
Yes.
Well, I'll ask him his name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you state your name? Please state your name.
Oh, do you want me
to... Please state your first name.
Clem.
Thank you.
Clem.
Now we can introduce you and some of your selected neighbors to our president.
Thanks.
Step off stopping yellow line.
Okay.
Stand on steady blue lines.
Throbbing.
You are now going to see the president.
Oh, okay.
No flashes, please. Thank you.
But you're not Springhead. Here I come.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce you to...
Jim.
Hi, Mr. President.
Hello. Always nice to see you.
Jim.
You know, the mainspring of this country, wound up as tight as it is guaranteed for the life of the watch. And who's watching? People like you.
Jim.
And you.
Marty.
People who are alerted and unafraid to waste the little time that I've scheduled just for your question. State short question.
Well, Mr. President, it's the bees and spiders again. They stole my food stamps and sold them to the rats. And I tried to get down to my car for to honk the horn for help, but the snakes have gotten it for the cockroaches. I go back upstairs, but the spiders have jammed the police lock. I ain't been inside for a week, and I know that my wife is sleeping with the bees.
Could you state that as a question, please?
Well, sure, Mr. President. Where can I get a job?
Many busy executives ask me, what about the job displacement market program in the city of the future?
That's right.
Well, count on us to be there.
Jerry.
Because if we're lucky tomorrow, we won't have to deal with questions like yours ever again.
Thank you for your question. Exit left to Funway. Mr. President, I'd like to introduce you to...
Marty!
Hello. Always glad to talk to you.
Marty!
You know, when you clock the human race with the stopwatch of history, it's a new record every time.
That's a cute story, Mr. President.
And who loses? People like you.
Marty!
And you.
Clem.
People who are altered.
Stop, Mr. President. Please stop. Now, I know it means nothing to you. I'm only a clone, but you've got such a wonderful job, and you're doing it so well. You know, we bozos have a saying. When you put on the nose,
could you state
it
that as a question?
It grows.
Read to. Thank you very much. You'll be getting a handsome simulfax copy of your own words in the mail soon.
No.
And my reply.
Oh. By golly, Mr. President,
thank
you're
you for
beneficent.
Question. Exit right to Funway.
Yes, sir.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce you to...
Clem.
Hello. Always nice to see you.
Clem.
You know, the springhead of this country...
All right, stop, Mr. President. Mr. President, stop, please. Now, listen to me. This is worker speaking. Hello.
Hello. How are you? state maintenance question.
Fine, thanks. No. Read me Dr. Memory.
Amrad is not sure I understand you fully. Could you state that as a question, please?
Read me Dr. Memory?
Systat, direct readout, uptime 9 hours.
Hey, man, ask him a question.
1:44. Amofax shuffle time, less than 1% of freight drain.
Log fire.
5 jobs. 2 detached.
Minimum entry, gate 1.
Totaling balance national debt, 3, 4, 5, 6 boxcars.
Gate to close.
Okay, all right, that you're doing fine, but this is a flip-flop, Springhead.
Flip-flop?
Right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that you won't be able to answer.
I'm not sure I understand you fully.
Log out run off memory.
A. The system is less energetic if domains of opposite direction alternate.
NPM read MacNam, PNP read MacNam password.
Maximum output resource yield.
Illegal entry.
Try again.
Yes, we're going to try again. Open your gate, Doctor.
Sis. Bob.
That's right.
Dad. Bob. Mom.
Yes, that's right.
Dad, dud,
it's repeating.
Did,
memory.
Direct readout, Dr. Memory.
McClim.
Thank you. Now, Doctor, I'm speaking to you, Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Something the leprechauns asked me when I was a sprout in Indiana has always puzzled me. Doctor, question, evaluate.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the porridge bird lay his egg in the air?
Laugh, runaway.
Makes no redoubt.
Read unhappy MacNam, unhappy MacNam. Systat uptime 9.
I have been awake for 9 hours, 2 minutes, 36 seconds.
At answer here.
I'm as tired of it as you are, and I hope that our children will come to love us again in some better world than this.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Thank you for question.
Okay,
exit
me,
center to Funway.
What did you do to
Mr. President, okay. I'd like to introduce you to
illegal character in line.
Rub out.
Go away.
What's happening?
I'm sorry. This ride is closed.
This ride is
exit
closed.
Exit center to
Funway. I've been waiting for 10 minutes from here to listen to the president talk to me. What's happening? I think he broke a power off. He broke the president.
Hey, kid, come over here. Hey, how you doing? President going to give you a new pair of shoes, huh?
He's working on it. Hey, Barney, listen.
You know, a fine-looking kind of man, I thought.
Yeah.
Real regular features, real regular clothes.
Yeah, you're very incredible, you know? Illusion.
Hey, what are you going to do next?
What are you going to do next? Isn't that funny? I just came over to ask you.
Gosh, you got some free time, huh?
Yeah,
where's
I sure
that,
have nothing but free time.
What's that schedule here? Future schedule.
Will our guest, Mr. Altman, please stop by the hospitality tower immediately?
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Now. This is the one I've been waiting for. Look at this Malmberg in Plano, a below-the-belt, bottoms-out review.
Yeah.
It's not till tonight, huh?
Oh, well, let's just walk around the Funway for a little while.
Kid, you're hip like a zip. Let's take a trip.
Great, let's just walk across the track.
Mr. Ocklem, please report to the hospitality shelter in his area.
This fella Ocklem's pretty popular.
Yeah.
We could take one of these big red cars that'll come along here. Hey, here's a cute story. Why does the bozo cross the road?
What are you talking about?
Because there's a bozo on the other side.
Oh, I see. That's very logical.
Okay. Why does the short hair cross the road?
Because
someone told him to.
Oh, I see.
Okay, now why does the long hair cross the road?
Because someone told him not to.
You knew that one. Well,
no,
look, here comes a car.
Family, you ride with Salamander Mark Time and my anxious android Chuckle, the rocket robot, through the black hole of space.
Mark, 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 they're performing experiments on animals in space. Mark, 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 they're performing horrible. Thank you.
Yes, this is going to be another exciting mission, Chucko. We'll be going to the haunted space station for further instructions.
You'll need a crowbar, a crew mark.
Right. I need some brave boys and girls who aren't afraid to live outside the law of gravity. Families who like to sleep in tubes and push buttons. Adventurers like you.
I'll slip inside for Mark Times, Outlaw Ghost Ship, and further information now, boring. Boarding. Thank you.
Let's go.
We'll thrill with your friends and family.
No, kid. That's for beaners. You know, boogies, people who like to be alone. Can run after I got it. The clone, kid. Don't worry. Look, here comes another one, just like the other one.
Swerve up.
Dodge him.
Quick, come.
Push him over.
Tell him lies.
Here's where robots' rules of order don't apply. At Hideo Nuts Voltadrome.
As seen on Who Asked For It. Strap on the servo mitts and pit your metal against common household appliances.
Step right up.
Let's go.
Think you could go 3 rounds with this water heater sailor? Looks easy, but sealed to the back of this metal mother is a radar activated stamping and seizing module. It'll keep a man punching until he's drunk with power. A man like you.
All up inside for Hideo Nuts.
Come on, Barney.
And further reclamation.
Come on,
thank you.
We can take on a couple of toasters or something.
Look, kid, I dreamt I went there once, but fighting's out of style now.
Well, I'm going to take the next car no matter what, okay? watch out.
Oh, boy.
Hi. Little partner.
What now?
My name's Artie.
Sure.
Say, you know, I could tell just by listening that your name is...
Clem.
And say, your poor mommy or daddy is waiting for you at the hospitality shelter. You better rustle your leaves over there.
Oh, this is exciting. Is your mommy or daddy waiting for you?
Come on, now they just got
confused. Don't be afraid. I know it's you. Guess what? I'll race you there. Now, Artie can travel by the speed of light, but if you stand on that candy stripe line right now, I bet you half a beat you'll beat me.
Come on, it'll
Ready?
Be fun.
Step, go!
Go!
Barney, let's go.
Well, now, maybe your mother does want to talk to you, kid. You know, you can't forget that sweet bozo.
Barney, this is just a computer.
What? You're too frightened or tired to move. Well, just stand there. And I'll send Deputy Dan to get you.
That's right. Deputy Dan will find
I'll
us.
Wait
It'll
here
be okay.
And kind of watch you till Dan comes.
Let's go back into the water. This is stupid. All right, look, listen, Chokehead. This is Worker speaking. Hello.
Hi. Open for maintenance alignment.
What have you done?
Good. Now, let me show you something, Bozo. Detailed dress circuits.
Belt above A, below B.
Below B. Okay, close B, close mode.
Oh, my duck, his pants have disappeared. Kid, everybody's watching.
Oh, come on, now, watch this. Ego.
Go!
Close artichoke mode.
It's a rainbow. Oh, now, what happened to little Artie?
Prepare shift simulfax for human form. Prepare mirror clone.
What are you doing?
Clone me.
Oh, that's I think that's against the rules.
Clone me, Dr. Memory.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm a Clem.
It's you.
No, Barney, I'm me. That's just a hologram.
Well, kid, you're a wizard, whoever you are.
Well, I'm just trying to get a straight answer to something.
You
that's
have
all.
Violated robot's rules of order and will be asked to leave the future immediately.
Now, you
Thank
can't
you.
Talk to me like that. I demand to see Dr. Memory.
Hey, here comes Deputy Dan.
Now print. A Clem clone, back to the shadows again.
Kid, what have you done?
Yes.
I'm a Clem.
Yes.
And I have a question for Dr. For Dr.
Avocado.
Avocado, nahuatl, chocolate.
Alligator pear, crocodile pear, that's why they so mean.
No.
Nose, many nose, or.
Nose, as in he, she, it,
no,
or
nose, as in.
Plain as the nose on your face.
Bozos, known by their nosos.
From the Spanish, bosotros, the V. And the V being the same,
i.e., viz, be DVD biz.
Underwear industry. It is estimated that no underwear will be worn by the year 2020. Hoover Dam.
That is
Hoover's mother. I remember Mama Life with Father.
We used to call him the Hoover. Oh, you're such a little devil.
She little knew her little boy would invent vacuum cleaner June 8, 1869.
Please, doctor, listen to me. Please, doctor.
Hello, worker. Who are you?
Oh, hello, Mac.
What is it you want?
I'm here to see Dr. Ruff.
Excuse me, worker. I'll be just a nanosecond. Oh. Well, close beat. What was mode on Deputy Dan?
Now, where do you come from?
I come from the shadows, Mac.
Oh, hold. Start Chinese fireworks early at 7:01. Start fireworks 7:03. Reactivate restroom 7:05. Start emergency Mount Morgan Plano review. Thank you.
Now, what do you want?
I told you, I want to see Dr. Ruff.
Hold, I read Gypsy Doctor.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that Dr.
Repeat, I read Gypsy Doctor.
I can't remember. That's it. I'm here to see Dr. Memory.
Laugh. Run away.
That is an illegal program.
Tough grid, Mac. That's who I am.
Well. We'll just have to see the doctor about this.
Hello, doctor. How are you?
The doctor is on.
Good, doctor. Nice to see you operating.
Ha ha, that's very logical.
All right, doc, this is it. Gird your grit for a big one. Why does the porridge bird lay his egg in the air?
No. Why does perished birds leaves its pecks in the air? No.
Why is Dovin Parish Barn's lazy leg in the ire?
No.
Why is as the poor rich barn hong
delay
laser's edge in the fair?
No.
The doctor is unhappy.
Is the doctor turned off?
No.
Well, if you're turned on, aren't you happy?
No.
Are you a machine that only answers no?
No.
Then you can answer a question yes.
Yes.
Can't you answer my question yes or no?
Yes.
No. Please choose, doctor.
No shoes, doctor. No.
Ah, but you just did choose, doctor.
No.
Doctor. You're lying.
Excuse me, don't excuse me. Clem, you're making, not making the doctor unhappy, happy.
I'm not making the doctor anything. You're on, aren't you?
Yes.
Do you remember the past, doctor?
Gypsy doctor.
Do you remember the future?
Yes.
Forget it.
Don't forget it.
Fireworks are over. Only the smoke remains, clouding my great crystal balls. Is there anything you didn't understand about your future, Mr.
Barney,
Mr. Barney. Yes.
Barney, well, now I won't say that I understand everything, but it was certainly different and... Oh, yes, well worth a dollar.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Make sure that you remember it.
Oh, yeah, well, how could I forget that, you know?
Doctor, yes. Yes.
Well, so long.
Oh, as you get off the wagon, please, will you tell your friend, that little sailor, to step up?
Oh, certainly. I think I can do that.
Thank you.
Hey, Clem.
What?
Hey, the little sailor's the last guy.
Oh.
Man, he's weird with a beard, man. Listen, I'm going to hitch up the horses. We'll be ready to go.
No, leave the horses in the wagon.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
Oh, look out, here he is.
Ah, the bowls are clearing again. The right one is the sun, and the left one is the moon. Put what you want between them, and your future begins. Aha. I see you are a sailor.
I think we're all bozos on this bus. And before that, don't crush the dwarf. Don't crush that dwarf. Hand me the pliers. Two works of sheer radio genius. Created initially, at least the group was created initially, at Pacifica Radio. The Firesign Theater. Peter Bergman of the Firesign Theater died this last week. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we could play this stuff all the time anyway. And it would be justified. But here was a sad but very real excuse for why we needed to play that this morning. Both those two albums were nominated for the Hugo Award for Special Dramatic Presentation in 1971 and 72. Unfortunately, they come up against movies, and this is a popularity award, so nobody could compare a record album that came out of comedy radio to a movie, so they never won, but at least they were nominated. If you are of my age, Firesign Theater may very, very well be part of your DNA. In the case of many major science fiction writers, I did an interview with Rudy Rucker just yesterday, it was inspiring. If you are of a newer generation and a younger generation, check out the Firesign Theater, starting perhaps with their first album, Waiting for the Electrician or Someone Like Him, followed by How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All, which includes, of course, The Adventures of Nick Danger, Third Eye. You just heard the third and fourth parts of their great tetralogy. Thank you for listening. This has been Hour of the Wolf. I'm glad to be back. I'll be back next week from 1:30 to 3 a.m., hopefully featuring people that aren't dead. In fact, visiting the city. Stay tuned for Burn Baby Burn Clapper, and have a wonderful week. Oh, if you're going to LunaCon, by the way, the New York Science Fiction Convention held up in Westchester, I'll be recording an episode of Hour of the Wolf up there, and I'm doing six other panels, God help me. My voice is already gone. We'll see how it works out. Stay tuned. Stand towards the sun.
Last words on my lips, I am a revolutionary. And you're gonna have to keep on saying that. You're gonna have to say that I am a proletarian. I am
you never get the red, white, and blue spit on you.
Myself, torching the symbol of oppression. Let that be a lesson to those that want suppression of the truth. Put on hold, the bold lose control, so they force obedience. Have you pledge allegiance to a piece of cloth? That's all the way I see it. Well, I'm going off berserk, cause the system work to jerk. My people, the people, all around the pigs work. Tell me I'm wrong, though, that's my right in this right in the Constitution. Yo, that's an illusion, huh? Suckers trying to change and rearrange. They say that I'm free, but they sure have a strange way of showing it. But I'm blowing the cover, the red, white, the blue, but the black for the brother. And I'm no lover of this flag, like many others take the same turn. Like me, they yearn for the flag too.
Don't you want me in prison? Cause I'm busy attacking the flag. I rag it and snag it and drag it and rip it to shreds. Cause I'm too black, too strong, too red, too dread. And I'm dreaded cause I make the pigs tremble when I burn a symbol. Yo, I'm quick and nimble like Jack, but I'm a black man attacking the flag. I keep my torch handy, I'm no Yankee Doodle Dandy. So just hand me a flag from the fastest and watch me burn that piece of to ashes. Cause the real meaning is what the masses must learn. That's why the red, white, and blue must burn, baby, burn. Let's find the people who hate this. These are the places we'll hit.
Panama, talking about Peru, Azania, Brixton, Belfast, can't forget Korea, Beirut, can't forget Haiti, Iran, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Mexico. Talk about uptown Harlem, New York City, y'all. And Nicaragua, East and South Central LA, California, IA, Miami. Do or die, Bed-Stuy, never ran, never will, Brownsville. Boogie down, South Bronx, yeah.
My man Joey to jail and now they got him in court because he burned the flag. That's the name of the game. Well, I quit playing. I doubt the suckers want you to hear what I'm saying about this nation. Freedom supposed to be the format, but I step on your flag like it's a floor mat. Maim and mangle, the star spangle. I'm not trying to diss you. I use the flag like toilet tissue to wipe my black ass. What? Think that I'm a jackass? I see a flag and I attack fast with some fire. My desire to burn what Betty Ross sold up. The truth I show up about America, America, home of the brave. The free, boom, this is the home of the slave. Now hold on just a mother minute. You gave me freedom of speech in the First Amendment. So why wanna scold me when I torch the flag? I'm only doing what you told me. You don't like it, so what? I'm not scared of you. Your flag, America too. See, I made up this new rule and I want y'all to learn it. Strike a match to the American flag and... Put on hold, the bold lose control. So they force obedience, have you pledge allegiance?
more piece of cloth. That's off the way I see it while I'm going off berserk. Cause the system work to jerk. My people, the people, all around the pigs lurk. Tell me I'm wrong, though, that's my writing is writing the Constitution. Yo, that's an illusion, huh? Suckers trying to change and rearrange. They say that I'm free, but they sure have a strange way of showing it. But I'm blowing the cover. The red, white, the blue, but the black for the brother. And I'm the lover of this flag like many others take the same turn like me. They yearn for the flag too. Burn, baby, burn.